It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 4, brought to you by WRBO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
Well, I'm very happy to welcome to our studios today an old friend and a good friend of mine, Grace Gezzi, who she and I have talked over the years about a number of financial planning issues. Grace is a certified financial planner with BCG here in Syracuse. Grace, one of the biggest topics you and I have discussed and debated over the years has been this issue of retirement planning. And I thought this might be kind of nice to do sort of a mini series of retirement planning issues, you and I, over the next couple of podcasts maybe. But you suggested we start off by talking about Social Security, of all things, you know, this third rail issue. So I guess to begin with, right off the bat, one thing that people always ask is, will Social Security be there for me? Now, I'm sure it's age-dependent and whatnot, but will Social Security be around for those of us looking to collect it?
Dan, thanks so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
Glad to have you back, by the way.
Thanks so much. Social Security, interesting topic. Everyone, of course, interested in your question, whether it'll be there for them. I have no indication to think that it won't be there. And I do expect there to be some changes to the program. The president's proposal from April of this year has already proposed they change the indexing for inflation to the chained CPI. Mm-hmm. That is an indexing factor that takes into account the fact that when you make financial decisions, if prices go up, you may change your spending patterns. Mm-hmm. So perhaps you won't see the full brunt of all of those changes.
But still, you want to cling to that. I mean, all this talk, for example, you know, I'm 53. Our producer, Mark, somewhat younger, 35. Are you telling me he's going to be able to collect Social Security at the same levels right now?
Well, we don't know what level it'll be.
They're telling us it's going bankrupt.
It is not going bankrupt. The changes that take place hopefully will help adjust the inflation factor, as I mentioned. But in addition to that, there are different formulas that are being proposed. Sometimes the numbers that are being suggested are not quite as doom and gloom as they might appear to be. We still have people paying into the system. We have separated the Medicare and the Social Security portion so that the retirement piece has been set aside. Mm-hmm. And we're being told that there will be Social Security, but perhaps not at the same promise level. Taxation has also changed as well.
Sure.
So there have been a number of changes along the way.
Well, this leads right into the next question, which is, on average, and I'm sure it changes, of course, but based on what you've seen in working with clients over the years, on average, Grace, what percentage of your income needs does Social Security provide for? What will it pay?
There are actually statistics on this. Hmm. The calculation for Social Security has three different percentages. At the lower income levels, which is about $9,000 a year and less in earned income, Social Security replaces about 90% of that. Once you get up to the middle income level, which is about $55,000 a year, Social Security replaces 32%. Above that limit, it replaces 15%. So it is actually a mathematical formula mm-hmm. that Social Security uses. So the more you make, the less
it's actually
it replaces
a little higher than
your
income. If you were to ask me seriously, I might not have guessed it that high, but let's go with that middle figure you gave me. So if you're in a middle income earning situation, whatever we call middle, almost a third of your expenses will be covered by Social Security.
Almost a third of your existing income will be replaced by Social
income.
Security.
Mm-hmm. You don't
so
know what
there's
your expenses.
A difference.
Right,
exactly.
Okay, good point.
And you know, the problem is with the inflation factor, people spending more, people retiring early, and people living longer. All of those factors lean towards really being careful about the Social Security decisions you make.
Okay, but now hold on, because there's still going to be a shortfall there, and this is obviously what's going to lead into another podcast with you and I, is this issue of how much do I save? We never really definitively answer that question, but how much should I be saving? Because a shortfall is going to be taken care of by hopefully your general savings, your 401k, et cetera, but that's a whole other issue. But clearly, you're going to have to find some other sources of income.
Absolutely. And, you know, the answer to how much to save really depends on your spending. It depends on how many people you are supporting in your household. Again, it depends on health and longevity and those types of factors. We really suggest people look at their sources of income, which, you know, still hopefully might include a pension in there. It's hard to say. There's fewer and fewer of those. And then looking at investment income. We're seeing good statistics on 401ks.
Yeah,
the savings
I was just going to say, you know, one of the only good things that came out of the financial crisis 2008 was that people began to save a little bit more, which, you know, a lot of reasons for that, but we started to see savings rates creep up just a bit.
Yes, and you know, there were some statistics recently released about the average 401k balance. It's currently about $80,000. Mm-hmm. And for people at least 55 who've been in their jobs for at least 10 years, it is $255,000.
And again, we don't know. We can't tell if that's enough or not. We'll talk about that as well. But here's the big question coming back to Social Security. Everybody wants to know, all right, when do I start taking it? Do I take it at 62, 65? Do I wait till 70? What's the answer?
Well, it always depends. That's always my answer. But let's talk about those factors that we need to consider. First of all, you can begin collecting Social Security anywhere from age 62 to age 70 and anywhere in between.
Now, longer you wait, the better the benefit.
Absolutely. And if you're widowed, you can begin collecting at age 60. If you wait to collect Social Security beyond your full retirement age, which, by the way, right now is 66, you get an extra 8% a year. So if you wait till 70, you can receive 132% of your benefit. If you collect 4 years early at 62, you end up with a 25% reduction in your benefit. And of course, it's prorated in between there. Now, part of the answer about when to collect really depends, again, I'm going to go back to health and longevity, but also how many people are collecting on your earnings record. So when it comes to Social Security, if you're married, if you have minor children, there might be opportunities for those individuals to collect a benefit based on your working history.
Mm-hmm. But you know, there's an old saying, Grace, take the money. You could die. You could die young. If you wait, and God forbid you pass away, you've forfeited that benefit.
That is absolutely true. The problem with that is, let's say you continue to work past 62. If you work and you earn more than $1,260 a month, which is $15,120 a year, you will lose a dollar for every $2 above that you earn until you hit your full retirement age. So if you truly plan to retire and not work another day in your life, mm-hmm. you may want to look at that. Certainly, statistics tell us that if you live a normal life expectancy until your early to mid-80s, it doesn't really matter when you start.
Okay, so we're tight on time. I'm going to press you on this, though. So if I'm approaching retirement, if I'm 62 and I don't plan to do any other work, I'm going to fully retire, take Social Security then?
Well, you can take Social Security if you live to your mid-80s, but what if you live to 90s or to 100? Mm. It is an annuity. You can't outlive it. So the longer you live, the more sense it makes to wait.
What do you want to talk about when you come back?
I'd like to talk about spousal strategies for Social Security. Maybe we can talk about
Roth IRAs. How about building a 401k?
401ks are great, Dan.
Grace Gezzi, Certified Financial Planner with BCG in Syracuse. Great having a conversation with you again.
Thank you. I'll
have you back. We'll talk some more retirement planning, Grace. But for now, from the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.